I love this. Siskiyou Local Agency Formation Commission is now in session. It's 9 a.m. and we will do the Pledge Allegiance. And Laurel, would you lead us on that, please? Commissioner Harkness.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item two, roll call, please.
Commissioner Harkness.
Here.
Commissioner Mazzoni.
Here.
Commissioner Baker.
Present.
Chair Ogren.
I am present.
Commissioner Valenzuela is absent today.
He's absent. Item three, approval of the minutes from September 10th, 2024. All those.
I'll make a motion.
Motion?
I'll second it.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
None.
Those are approved. Item four, unscheduled appearances. Time allowed for information from the public to the local agency formation commission. No action will be taken on these matters presented at this time. Maximum of 5 minutes will be allowed for each person wishing to speak. If anybody wants to speak, there should be white papers on the corner of the desk. Fill one of those out, please. Give it to our secretary. I have one, Bernie Paul, chief.
That's for unscheduled, not really
oh,
the agenda.
Oh, you're going to speak on the item, right? Okay. Never mind. Anybody else? Unscheduled?
You.
Okay. Moving on, presentation of documents. We should have all of that if there is any. Okay, we're going to move on down to the public hearing, which did we close? That or continue?
We kept it open.
We continued it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here we go. So we are continued from last time on the public hearing, which is the MSR SOI. Haley, you want to just jump right in?
Sure. I will transfer this over to Rachel.
Oh, Rachel.
Thank you. So at the previous meeting, there was quite a bit of discussion, and we ultimately, as the commissioners, you guys decided to continue the project to today's meeting to allow additional time for public review and participation, and then also to update the resolution with the changes and corrections that were decided on during that meeting. So in general, what occurred is what's listed under the background on the staff report. For those of us in the audience, that includes updating the description of the county fire warden, correcting the map of the sphere of influence for McLeod. The resolution needed to be changed to keep the current SOI for Gazelle. The May 10 SOI needed to be modified as discussed. Keep the current SOI for the City of the Weed, and then also for the City of Wairika, discuss the potential SOI expansion to the north with the fire chief. At that time, I was unable to reach Chief Lemos. I ultimately ended up discussing this with the city manager, Jason Ledbetter. And it was determined that the City of Wairika did not want to expand their SOI at all. They did not want any changes. They do have some potential funding items going to the vote this November, and they didn't want to change the status quo right before the election. They do, however, want to potentially revisit this at the next city sphere of influence update, which should be in the next 2 or 3 years or so. So right now, their recommendation was to not change anything. The letter that Mr. Ledbetter sent was included in the packet, and I updated the resolution to reflect no changes to the City of Wairika SOI. That is about it. If you guys have any questions about this, I believe you all have copies of the resolution, which was updated to include not only the changes that are proposed in that resolution, but also the fact that things are not changing. The staff report does have one error that I would like to point out, and it's regarding the May 10 SOI. So it's on page 2 of the staff report. And it states changes to the Gazelle May 10 and City of Weed SOI were recommended as part of the project. However, the commissioners were in agreement with staff that those SOI not be modified, and then the resolution has been revised to clarify the SOI for Gazelle, May 10, and the City of Weed are not being changed as part of this project. However, the May 10 boundary SOI is changing where it's expanding where it does not currently have an SOI. Originally, it was supposed to go all the way to the border of Interstate 5 in the Gazelle Fire Protection District area, and that is the portion that is not being included. However, the SOI is proposed to be expanded as shown in the resolution map, excluding that portion that is encroaching into Gazelle's SOI or Gazelle's territory right now. So that is just an error that was in the staff report. The resolution is correct.
Okay, any discussion from the commission?
No, I support that.
Entertain a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Public hearing.
Oh.
Yeah, we have to do a public hearing first, don't we?
Well, we're in the middle of the hearing, right?
But you have to call for a comment.
Okay, so. Get back to me. Okay. So, staff report. Submission of correspondence is acknowledged and made a part of the public record. Additional reports and arguments or evidence will be submitted by other county departments or public agencies. Okay, questions of staff. Now I'm opening the public hearing. Proponents are given the opportunity to speak. Opponents, given the opportunity. Public comment. Chief Bernie Paul.
Good morning. Bernie Paul, South America Chief, also the President of the Chiefs Association. I won't go through all the reasons that I went through at the last meeting, but a couple additional points and one clarification that I want to get out of it. You know, we talked about last time about the fire-only response, and I want to make sure that that's not in a report. I'm completely against that. All the departments are against that. That, I mean, it's life property is how our process goes, so we don't want to just change that and go fire-only. So I'm not sure where we're at on that one. On there. And then a couple of other things. We talked about the numbers and being wrong. I'm not very happy about how the change was in there. While they did put in mine, which I know the numbers, that I disputed those numbers, but all of the boxes and graphs in there show their numbers and don't even give mine any credibility at all. And the county actually has the numbers to validate those numbers, and they are off. Like I said, they're an off for a third, and it affects a lot of things. It affects grants. I've been trying to find out. I think it affects the GAN limit, where they're using numbers and stuff like that, where it's way lower. There's a whole bunch of things that it does affect. I'm talking to some of the other chiefs, though. The sphere of influence changes. People do have some concerns with that. At the last meeting, I was directed to bring it to the Board of Supervisors to get what the expectations are on that, so I'm planning on doing that. But that's been kind of across the board because it's 695 square miles that actually have been pushed off into the local government sphere of influence. So with that, those are my concerns this morning, and we'll go from there. And if we could answer the question about the fire only, I'd really appreciate that.
Rachel, can you address?
Yeah, so there was a note added, and I'm trying to find the updated MSR SOI, but Janine, the one that's on the website under supporting documents, that's not the newest one, is it? No.
I didn't think so. I looked at it. Yeah.
Well, let me take a look.
Well, it's part of the staff report now, the new one.
The
packet that's uploaded for the meeting.
There, I found it. Okay, hold on. Now I have to actually find the find the page, they added a note. The only district that is going to be have a fire only at this point is the Shasina CSD. And let me get to that real quick. See if my hyperlinks work. And I'll show you, they added a note regarding that to the map. Nobody's on, so I will. Oops. So the note says, while RSG recommends certain areas to be designated exclusively for fire protection services only, this recommendation should not be interpreted to exclude the future provision of any other municipal and emergency services in these areas, and should not prevent emergency medical services from being provided to these areas under existing automatic or mutual aid agreements. So this is the only district that, as part of what is currently in the resolution, will have a fire-only SOI.
And that, the reason for that is?
Because the Shasina sphere of influence, it's currently for all of the services that the CSD provides. However, this is just examining the fire services, the services that are provided by the fire department. It did not examine water, sewer, police, roads, streets, waste management, which is a whole bunch of other things that the CSD provides. So you can't expand the SOI unless, like, for all of those services.
I get that. Why do we designate fire only, though, and not emergency type response?
Because this is this project is for the fire update. We didn't call it the emergency response update because it did not include police. It did not include ambulance services, stuff like that. So that's why it's considered fire. So the fire departments do, as everybody knows, hopefully, do respond to emergencies other than just fire. So
more than
so
fire.
These are the, this is just for what the services that the fire department provides. That's why it's called the fire only sphere.
I do. And just being singled out on that one department is interesting to me. Why it's not mentioned anywhere else in there.
Yeah.
So, because they're not the only CSD. I mean, you have McLeod, you have a few other ones, too.
So, right, but this is the only one where the sphere of influence for the fire department was proposed to be expanded that ultimately ended up getting agreed upon by the commissioners at the last meeting.
Okay, but I believe they have a contract to respond to some of that area that does include medical.
So that is, contracts are outside of what we were discussing as part of this particular sphere of influence update. If they have a contract, that's not something that the sphere of influence regulates. They can have contracts outside of their sphere of influence.
Okay, I'm still not happy with that, but anyway. Okay, thank you.
Okay, one other question that I would like to address is the Chief Paul's question regarding the numbers and the difference that he has versus what's interpreted in the document. Is there any sort of verbiage that can be included that's not already there that indicates that there are other numbers out there that show larger populations or a difference in a discrepancy, or that the numbers could change in between documented versions of this?
Yeah, so we're going back to the conversation that we had at the last meeting where the authoritative data sources differ from the anecdotal information that we have. And unfortunately for formal reports like this, we have to go with authoritative sources that are common across all of the areas that we're analyzing. And in that particular case, it's the census. And the county uses the census data. That's what is the well-regarded authoritative source. There is nothing better that we can refer to. You know, I would love to be able to say that we can have anecdotal sources in there, but since Chief Paul does not have anecdotal information about every single district that we're analyzing, we can't. That we wouldn't be comparing apples to apples at that point.
Okay.
So as far as I know, to specifically answer your question, there's not any additional language that we can add to that staff report other than what's already there. I mean, if something wanted to be proposed, we could look at it. But at this point, the authoritative source is the census. We don't have any other sources of data that we can pull from.
So my suggestion would be, we have all the graphs in there, actually put two boxes in each one and put our numbers in it, because our numbers are validated by the county. They are the real numbers. That's who I got them from.
Is that true?
I don't know.
I have a question. Chief, you were talking about going in front of the supervisors. So I'm asking the commission, so if we take a vote on this today and it doesn't go Chief's way, does he not be able to go to the supervisors and ask the same question? I mean, I'm just saying, does it affect everything here?
You know, that's not why I was going to the supervisors.
Okay.
My question for, because this is free, standing board, you guys approve it, it's done. My question for the supervisors is, what's their expectation on the increase of the 695.9 square mile increase to the local fire districts? What's your expectation on that increase? Because that's a huge expense, and I just want to know what the expectation is from the Board of Supervisors with that increase.
And that's kind of what my other discussion or question was, is, so does this put a more of a financial responsibility on those extra? And the way you have to get that is either what, through donations, because I know the county's stretched. Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, is that going to be a big bind on you, Chief, on that district? I'm just asking, so I know. I'm new, so
yeah.
I'm going to ask a bunch of questions.
It's definitely going to be an increase on expenses, especially some of the smaller districts. Hornbrook, for instance, they increased by 70 square miles, and they have three people.
Through the chair.
Rachel.
So I just want to reiterate that what we are doing as part of this particular project is not expanding district boundaries at all. It's only proposing to expand sphere of influence boundaries, and these sphere of influence boundaries are reflecting where the fire districts already respond to. There is no financial exchange, cost addition at all. It's just that what this boundary does, to reiterate, it creates the potential for there to be the expansion in the future. It does not have any financial consequences as far as tax exchange agreements, grants, or anything like that. It's purely reflecting where the districts already respond to at this point.
Okay,
that's somewhat correct. what happens is it's dispatch. Before, when it was not our sphere of influence, it was more of a, if you have the people go. Now it's reflective that they go to you to respond out there. So we end up responding out there. On there, granted, where it's not required, there's no legal requirement or anything. Actually, even in reporting, we don't do the reporting. The reporting falls back on CSA4 for most of it on there. But it does end up being, you end up in the dispatch, being dispatched out to those areas on there, so it is an increase to it. On there. Anyway, thank you.
Well, I opened it up, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of what, it's the same conversation we had last time, but if we don't do it,
then
if we're trying to expand the way I see it, in my opinion, then if any kind of expansion does try to happen, then we can't. Then we have to go through this whole process again. It's just going to lengthen everything out. But also, it limits, if you do want to try to get a grant for an area. If you do try to look for money in an area and there happens to be people in that area and it's not in the SOI, then you can't.
Absolutely.
So it's kind of a...
It's a touchy thing.
Yeah.
You know, in my case, it gets a little more serious. I was told to expand. I had to increase my sphere of influence and it would expand. I increase it and we're told, no, we can't expand. So now I have all this extra coverage.
Right.
For no reason.
Which you may, you know, I mean, there's places where you may never go, but there's also places that you will be required to go that maybe now you go, ma, but I know you, and you'd go anyway.
And all of the departments would do that.
Right.
That's just what we
do. So,
yeah.
You know, I get what you're saying, that it's going to cost money, but it already costs you money, and now maybe you can get some return on that.
Maybe, and it's... I think what will really explain a lot for us is what the expectation is from the board, having that in there.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people read that and think that they're in part of the district. I get calls all the time, and I'm like, no, you are not in the fire district.
And I think maybe this is an opportunity for some education.
Well, it is, because what happens is just people see we're in the SOI, and then they go, can we get a letter that we're in your fire department? We're like, no, you're not in the department. Well, we expand, and they get all the benefits of fire department spent, they get no credit with insurance,
right?
Any of that, and we get no pay out of it.
So this is, I think, Rachel, this is a piece that we need to make sure that not only the public, but our districts and our fire departments need to understand what this means. So, and this is an area where LAFCO needs to be better, excuse me, at education. Because, you know, we're inexperienced in doing this. This is the first time that this board has really had a chance to experience this. So it's a chance for education for all of us, but also for the public and what this really means. So I think this is a really good opportunity for everybody to understand, as well as the Board of Supervisors, to understand what the intent is and also what the repercussions are and what the opportunities are as far as, you know, what this decision means. So it's a heavy burden on us to make this decision, but economically also what it means to each of our fire departments, but also to the county. So I think we... you know, don't want to really jump into this decision, but we've had enough time to really think about it. I hope we can come up with a decision today with, you know, the guidance that we've been given from our chiefs and also from our staff. So anybody else want to jump up here other than what was just put in front of me? Let's see. Thank you, Chief Ball. That's insightful. Chief Brooke?
Good morning, Greg Roth, Unit Chief for the CAL FIRE CC Unit and County Fire Warden. just wanted to, the final draft, the staff report that was put out that you guys may have, we weren't provided that I could find. And so I just wanted to ensure that the verbiage was changed and that also maybe the fire departments have a last review of the changes that were made before you guys possibly made a decision. I know that there was some changes in the last one that we recommended, but I don't know that anybody's got a chance to review that final draft yet. So just something to consider in your, I know that we've been working on this a long time and we're interested in making a final decision, but we haven't seen the last draft, or at least I haven't, so thank you.
Chief?
Yes?
Would you suggest that this is put off one more time until maybe after the next
I believe so.
Chief's meeting?
I would like to just see
where there's a place where everybody can have a conversation.
I know that I gave recommendations of what the changes were, and I assume those were the changes that were made, but I haven't confirmed that in the final draft, and I'd hate for there to be a discrepancy in there that you guys approve, and then they come back and say that's wrong. So I also know there are some changes to the that district boundary and some of the other verbiage changes and things like that, and I just think that everybody should have a last final review before a decision was made.
Okay. With that said, our next meeting isn't scheduled until January.
Gotcha.
There's at least one more fire chief's meeting in between now and then. I think it's on my calendar. Is that something that you would be able to get, your wishes would be to get on the agenda for your fire chief's meeting and have that conversation there, or is that more than you want, or do you just want?
I just think that myself, as well as the other fire chiefs, would want to have the opportunity to see the final draft before approval by the...
It's up to the commission.
Any conversation from the commission about that?
I just want everything out there. If they haven't got it, and I know staff has been working their behind off of that, so, but I think it's fair that they get everything. That's just my opinion. I think that...
Through the chair. So the only changes that were made to what was already out there are those that I mentioned. I do have the language on the fire chief or the fire warden responsibility, which I believe is verbatim what was proposed by the fire warden. That's available right there. It's on page 30 of the report. So we can go over the changes that have been made. Otherwise, the report is substantially the same.
I think that if we were able to go over the changes and then be able to come up and speak if there's any discrepancies, that would be...
Sufficient?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but I did actually send you a link to the... with the agenda, I sent a link to the staff report in your email.
I missed that, sorry.
Perfect, that was going
to... Through the chair, just to reiterate what the changes were, the description of the responsibilities of the fire warden, which is substantially the same as what was proposed.
Mm-hmm.
The map of the existing sphere of influence for McLeod was edited to include the sphere of influence. No changes were made to the district boundary or the sphere of influence. It was just that the sphere of influence was not shown on their map. So that was added. So still the same, nothing changed on that. The Gazelle sphere of influence and district boundaries are staying the same. The May 10 sphere of influence is only being modified to include an area that is not currently covered by any of the surrounding districts, and that was recommended by the TAC to include this particular area within the May 10 district. The sphere of influence for the city of Weed is not proposed to be changed, and the sphere of influence for the city of Wairika is not proposed to be changed. Otherwise, the sphere of influences for the other existing districts and CSDs that were already proposed are not changing from what they've been the past couple of rounds of edits to the staff report. So I would hesitate to say that I would like for the chiefs to be able to review everything, but it's the same as what it's been.
Right.
So except for those things that I just mentioned. So.
And this change looks good, so I'm good with that.
You're good
portion.
With that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I guess I have one other thing. I just wanted to touch on Bernie's point of, just so you guys know, not only do these fire departments just go to areas outside of their district, but the fire service in general is, and the dispatching is based upon getting help to people, right? And so it's a we use in dispatching, since we dispatch for the entire county, we use closest resource concept. And so even though those areas in CSA 4 are unprotected areas that Bernie's talking to that he responds to outside of his district, it's because he's the closest district. And so just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that. And basically we send all the closest resources, even though maybe, the Amador engine that the county funds is coming from Wairika. The other fire departments that are closest provide service to those people, those citizens, in whatever emergency they're having. We utilize that closest resource concept and dispatching to, you know, provide the help to people. So that's why, how that works. So just a little bit more on that for you guys. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Janet Jones.
Hi, Janet Jones, Klamath River Fire. I just kind of want to comment also on the Shastina and the word for fire only. Our response is, if we could change the verbiage or even add a footnote at the bottom, because it's fire and emergency response. So it could be a public assist, it could be a hazardous materials, it could be the medical. And I understand that this is for fire only, but to identify one department in our county different than every other department, it's been, what, 16 years since we've had this report? So we might all be different. I know that someone will be different in my chair, so we may not remember why that one department said fire only. And I think if we can't change the verbiage to fire and emergency response, that at least there should be a footnote at the bottom of that, so that we're not just making that department singled out from everybody else just with that wording, unless specifically that chief asked for those words to be there. It just, it's off.
That's, thank you.
Okay.
So can we revisit that again, Rachel, just to make sure that...
Yeah, let me get to it. I didn't write down which page it was on.
Because that does not look like that on our examples.
Are you talking about, on the resolution?
Right.
No, so this is in the staff report itself.
Okay.
The resolution just has the boundaries, but the note within this report is included on this map.
Okay.
So it says, in case you can't read it, because it's a little blurry, While RSG recommends certain areas to be designated exclusively for fire protection services only, this recommendation should not be interpreted to exclude the future provision of any other municipal and emergency services to these areas, and should not prevent emergency medical services from being provided to these areas under existing automatic or mutual aid agreements.
Bye bye. Thank you, Bernie. I guess the question still begs, why here and not anywhere else? Why this district and not anywhere else? And you know, we'll go back and rehash what we said before, but still, why here and not anywhere else?
So this language was proposed in all of the districts that originally were proposed to have fire-only expansions, and that included the city of Weed, the city of Wairika. I think that was it. Just
so this
three.
Is the only one that's being changed.
This is the only one. Okay. At this point, the city of Weed is staying the same. The city of Wairika is staying the same. So it's just Shastina at this point that is proposed to have a sphere of influence that is only for fire. It doesn't include their other services.
Chief?
Was McLeod included in it?
So McLeod is not proposed to be changed as part of this. McLeod has an existing district boundary and an existing sphere of influence. On the map that was in the previous version, the contractor accidentally left off the sphere of influence boundary, so that was corrected. It's not a new sphere of influence, it's an existing one. The map was just being corrected to reflect that existing sphere of influence. So there's no changes that are proposed to McLeod at this point.
Janet, does that help?
No, it doesn't really. So the other thing with Shastina is that, because aren't they covering some of the Mount Shasta Vista area, Greg?
Yes.
So,
under contract.
But, so how does that reflect there? And then in future, if Mount Shasta Vista is to come back up and have a fire department, how does that change? So I don't think it does actually. It's still obscure as to why it is that way. Because it kind of goes against everything that we do. I understand that we'll still be dispatched, but again, it says medical, but we're more than just that. You know, there are the public assists, there are the hazardous materials. And I know we'll still be dispatched to that, but why is the verbiage there that way then if this is a report that we're going to be looking at in the future?
So you, okay. Come on up.
Sorry.
I think, and maybe you, Rachel, you can correct me if I'm wrong. You know, it's hard for us to look at in the fire service when it says fire only. We think about we're only going to fires, but I think what the report is actually saying is that fire services only and what a fire department provides, which includes those things like medical aids, traffic accidents, those type of things. And they use it as fire only to designate, it doesn't include police services, it doesn't include sewer services, those type of things of expanding this boundary. And so I think we're maybe hung up on
fire only,
but it,
right.
It means fire department services, and you could correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I would agree absolutely with what you just said.
So, add the footnote that says fire service only. Because, or somehow to identify that what you're talking about is the fire department. Because ultimately, isn't that what this is?
Then,
right?
Fire only, it should say fire department services only.
Yeah, so looking at their legend, I think that it was just a space issue to not include department. However, under this language where it says should not prevent emergency medical services
right.
from being provided, maybe it would help if we just remove the word medical and so have it read and should not prevent emergency
services
from being provided to these areas under existing and automatic aid, existing automatic or mutual aid agreements. With that.
Does that help?
I think it does. I think it does.
Okay.
Simple.
Well, through all that.
Simple.
And then moving forward, if SOIs get revised for other districts, then this verbiage will be the same as we move forward.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So, where it says, and I'm having trouble reading it from all the way over here, but that the first sentence, because it says the exclusively and then it says only, aren't those the same words? Meanings? Sort of?
It's a little redundant.
Okay.
And you want to get rid of verbiage.
Rachel, do you...
Well, we can remove either exclusively or only. It would just be a preference, a style preference. So if we remove exclusively, it would say, while RSG recommends certain areas to be designated for fire protection services only, or it could read, while RSG recommends certain areas to be designated exclusively for fire protection services.
That way.
Okay.
Because it takes out the word only, and only kind of is what I think is what we're hanging up on.
Okay.
Greg, do you?
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Okay. I think we've come to an agreement. Love that. Good work, B. Okay.
I think removing the medical part might be helpful too, just because.
I have that now.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, so if we're good with that, then I think we can move on to project proponents. Does anybody want to say anything there? We've got all our testimony given. I'm going to close the public hearing if we're to that point. And then I will entertain a motion with the changes that have been proposed.
Is there a discussion after public comment?
I think we've discussed, unless we have more discussion. Discussed until we can't discuss it.
Yeah, I guess
do you
just
have anything?
Yeah, I do. I just want to kind of emphasize a point you made about the education and outreach. I think there is some differences between what's perceived and what's actual in terms of the expectation within the sphere of influence. And so I think, you know, I'm committed to assisting with any sort of outreach in that regard, or supporting the staff in doing that. And I think, you know, working with the local agencies and the electives and the municipalities and the districts across the board, I think would be really helpful. So,
great, thank you. Any other comments from the commission? I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the changes and the resolutions of everything that we've discussed.
Anybody want to second that?
I'll second it.
Awesome. All right. All those in favor?
Do we want to do a roll call?
I think we should do a roll call with this.
Commissioner Harkness?
Aye.
Commissioner Mazzoni?
Yes.
Commissioner Baker?
Yes.
Chair Ogren? I was going to say Fowl, sorry.
He's long gone. That's the other guy.
I know. Wrong plant, wrong meeting.
Aye.
Yes.
I'm
thank
in.
You.
Okay. That's. Thank you for all everybody's hard work and
yes.
dedication to making this happen. This has been a long time, Kevin. Okay, we are moving on to, oh, we didn't talk about, oh, changes to the agenda items and consideration for agenda. Yeah, we don't need to worry about that. Old business, that is what we're talking about now. That's done. And items for discussion, we have nothing there. We're talking about future meetings. November 12th, December 10th, we have conflicts, so our next meeting is going to be January 14th at 9 a.m. We really didn't want to continue with this until then, so.
Through the chair?
Yes.
At this point, we do not, well, no, that's not true. We do not have any out-of-area service agreements, but we might have an item that,
Yes, I may either at the January or an upcoming meeting provide a presentation or discussion just to discuss tax sharing agreements and everything fun related to that because it seems like county staff or LAFCO staff, I should say, we're getting a lot of calls about, you know, potential annexations, mm-hmm. consolidations, things like that. So I think it would be good just to kind of have an overarching discussion about it and, you know, see where that goes. But I wanted more time to prepare for that because it'll probably be a lengthy discussion.
That's fabulous. Good idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Any correspondence that we need to talk about? None? And staff comments? No? Again, thank you guys very much for all your hard work on this. It's greatly appreciated. And commission comments? Hearing none, well, at 9:44, we will adjourn. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.